20th Century Fox, the maker of the screen's most lavish musical comedies, is on the air with a preview of its most exciting new musical, Song of the Islands. In this tuneful triumph, the Technicolor camera takes you to magical Oney Oney Isle, where you join a carefree people and share their spirit of glorious gaiety. Betty Grable is more bewitching than ever before when she goes native with her songs and dances. Victor Mature finds the perfect atmosphere to romance the beautiful Betty. And Jack Oakey goes hula happy and cocoa nuts in Song of the Island, with a grand supporting cast including Thomas Mitchell, George Barbier, Billy Gilbert, Hilo Happy, and Harry Owens and his Royal Hawaiians. Let's join Betty Grable as she lands on this island paradise and is welcomed by the happy natives who sing with her, Sing Me a Song of the Island. The natives have prepared a feast, or in their terms, a luau. Here, hundreds of revelers sit in a huge semicircle, enjoying the repast and being entertained by swaying hula honeys. As they dance, we hear Betty Grable and Hilo Happy sing, Down on the Ami Ami Oni Oni Isle.
They can talk about Tahiti or Samoa or Papeete. We've got every other isle and been a mile. Mr. Cupid really goes to town, down on Ami Ami Oni Oni Isle. When you're underneath the banyan with the beautiful companion, close your eyes and dream it up a little while. Open them and if you are in heaven, it's Ami Ami Oni Oni Isle. Ami Ami Oni Oni Isle.
Gosh, bagum, bagali, it's no hope, oh, molly, molly, come, oh, my, eek, a holly for a while. Stay in a whoopee, we make me like a howl, wow, on a me, a me, on the aisle. We eat papaya till we get papaya, on a me, a me, on the island, a me, a me, on the aisle.
Oh, come, oh, molly, molly, come, oh, my, eek, a holly, him, oh, my, eek, a holly for a while.
In the story of Song of the Islands, Oney Oney Isle is divided into two portions. One belongs to Betty Grable's father, and the other part belongs to Victor Mature's father. The fathers have been feuding so long that now the kids, who really are in love, can't get together either. In order to straighten matters out, Mature's father, played by George Barbier, calls on Betty's father, played by Thomas Mitchell.
It was all my fault. If I hadn't ordered you to...
Order me? I wouldn't take orders from the likes of you on the best day of your life.
All right. Can I ask a favor of you?
Well, if you put it that way, that's different. What is it?
Now, that girl of yours has got the right idea. All we've got to do is get those kids together, and that'll keep the harbor and the family. I'm sure you can bring Eileen around.
Me? Once she's made up her mind, I can't do a thing with her. That's trouble with the Irish.
In order to celebrate their plan, Thomas Mitchell and George Barbier call all their friends together to sing a song of friendship. The song is Maluna Malolo Mawana.
Maluna Malolo Mawana.
Formerly a ranch hand from Texas, takes it upon himself to instruct the islanders in American cowboy technique. When he starts to teach them a good old western song, Home on the Range, he finds that they already know it, but in their own way.
Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play.
Yahoo!
Where the home, 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 home,
home, home, home, home,
home, home, home, home, home, home, home, home, home, home, home, home, home, home, home, home, home,
sabotage.
Lillian Porter, one of the island's loveliest lasses, entices Jack Oakey to visit her cousin, Hilo Hattie. Here he also meets Hattie's father, played by Billy Gilbert. The scene between them that follows is one of the picture's hilarious high spots.
Como mai, Mrs. Mitch? Como mai, we eat?
Como mai? Oh, yes! Yes, indeed. Very nice, too. Who's that?
He, my uncle. Palola's papa.
Oh, Mamuna.
Translate me, sister. What's he jabbering about?
He say you're nice and fat. His grandpapa was cannibal.
Cannibal? He don't order no vegetarian himself. Oh, 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 oh.
A favorite Hawaiian entertainer on the radio and on the stage is Hilo Hattie. Every time she appears, she is met with demands to sing the song she's made famous. In Song of the Islands, Hilo Hattie sings the cockeyed mayor of Kanakakai.
Oh, he wore a pahu and a coconut hat. One was for this and the other for that. The people shouted as he went by. He was the cockeyed mayor of Kanakakai. He was just a lazy, molly hindi howly boy. But all the wahines were crazy to share his fish and poi. Oh, he wore a lei and he wore a smile, drank a gallon of both to make life worthwhile. He made them laugh till he made them cry. He was the cockeyed mayor of Kaunakakai. Now that's the well-known story about the mayor of Kaunakakai. In all his fame and glory on the island of Molokai. Oh, he wore a pahu and a coconut hat. One was for this and the other for that. The people shouted as he went by. He was the cockeyed mayor of Kaunakakai.
Starlit southern skies, swaying palms, the strains of dreamy native songs. What an atmosphere for romance. In the following scene, Victor Mature finds all this, and Betty Grable, too.
Jack.
Mm-hmm.
When are you going home?
Never.
Oh.
Do you mind if I move that bouquet over so I can move in myself?
Uh-uh. Mustn't touch.
Why?
Well, when a girl has a flower over her left ear, it means... Oh, never mind.
Why? Tell me.
Well, it means she's nobody's sweetheart. She's looking.
And, over the right ear?
It means hands off. She's taken.
Oh.
It certainly seems as if that irresistible force is at work despite their fighting fathers. To prove it, Betty and Victor blend their voices to sing what promises to be one of the season's most popular love songs. Blue Shadows and White Gardenias.
Blue shadows and white gardenias. Stars like lanterns in the sky. Shadows of a boy and girl sailing on a lazy lagoon. Through Hawaiian paradise by the glow of a topaz moon.
Blue shadows and white gardenias, stars like lanterns in the sky, shadows of a boy and girl
sailing on a lazy lagoon. Blue Hawaiian paradise
by the glow.
Pictures big musical highlights, flower-bedecked beauties join Betty Grable in a dazzling dance as she sings, O'Brien Has Gone Hawaiian.
Oh, O'Brien has gone Hawaiian since he settled in the islands long ago. Now there's Mother McCree and her Danny boy sitting down to a feast, a fish and poi and under every palm tree pretty little shamrocks grow. Oh, O'Brien has gone Hawaiian. It's Kalua, not Kalani anymore. When he's feeling frisky and out on the loose, head of Irish whiskey, it's pineapple juice. And now the River Shannon is the blue Pacific shore. He dances around so gaily while he strums on his ukulele, and he smiles when a native colleen does a bit of hula to the wearing of the green. Oh, O'Brien has gone Hawaiian. Still he's mighty proud when it's St. Patrick's Day. Instead of throwing a shindig the Irish way, he just tosses a luau and wears a lay. There's no denying O'Brien has gone Hawaiian.
Song of the Islands is one of the screen's biggest feasts of love, laughter, and song, starring Betty Grable, Victor Mature, Jack Oakey, and a cast of film favorites. Directed by Walter Lang and produced by William LeBaron, with music by Mack Gordon and Harry Owen. For a thrilling Technicolor musical treat, see Song of the Islands.